As is the case with Georgia, Ukraine has angered Moscow by seeking closer ties with the West and membership in NATO. Ukrainian scholar Taras Kuzio heads an independent consulting group which is based in Washington and Kiev. Mr. Kuzio, we've been hearing these reports of pro-Russian celebrations in especially this one particular area of Ukraine known as Crimea. This is after Russia intervened in the breakaway regions of Georgia. What is the reason for this pro-Russian sentiment? These are Ukrainians who broke away, their country broke away from the USSR. Why are they still aligned with Russia?
Well, there are different types of pro-Russian sentiments. The Crimea is unique in Ukraine in that it's the only region of the country which has an ethnic Russian majority, and hence it was the only region given autonomous status. Secondly, one should differentiate between pro-Russian sentiment, which is quite marginal, and that kind of sentiment would be in favor of the Crimea detaching itself from Ukraine and joining Russia or some other mythical union. The majority pro-Russian sentiment, both in eastern Ukraine and in the Crimea, is more to do with history, language and culture rather than actual separatist sentiment, because there isn't the kind of ethnic animosity or religious animosity that one has between, say, Ossetians, Abkhazians and Georgians. At the same time, you do have a large Tatar minority in the Crimea, approximately 20% of the population.
Remind us what the Tatar minority is.
The Crimean Tatars are basically descendants of the Mongol invasion in the 13th century. And the Tatars have a strong grievance, like the Chechens, against Russia because they were ethnically cleansed in 1944, at the same time as the Chechens, and deported to Siberia, where many of them died. Like with the Chechens, the Tatars returned to the Crimea in the late Soviet period. They constitute a very vocal and mobilized minority, and that minority, if anything, would be the one that could potentially be a problem for the Crimea rather than a conflict between Ukrainians and Russians in the Crimea.
What is the big picture right now of what's happening as you see it?
Well, you've had basically four or five frozen conflicts since the early 1990s in Moldova, the pro-Russian region of Transnistria, South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Georgia, Nagorno-Karabakh in Azerbaijan. All of these areas have had ethnic conflict in the late Soviet period, the Mikhail Gorbachev period. The pro-Russian side, if you want to call it that, won in all of these cases, often with covert Russian support. Russia comes in as a so-called peacekeeper, freezes a conflict in its favor, and in effect creates client mini-states.
Tell us what the interests are on the part of the United States. Dick Cheney is going to be going to Ukraine next week. John McCain has been in Georgia. What are the interests both of the United States and the continuing interests of Russia?
Well, for Russia, this has a very Cold War, maybe even 19th century view of its sphere of influence. And so Russia still perceives these countries as being quasi-independent countries that it has a right to control. That view of Russia is even more the case for Ukraine. For many Russians living inside Russia, Ukrainians are not a separate ethnic people. They are basically Russians, just slightly different, who have a different accent, speak a different dialect of Russian. And so for many Russians, they do not see Ukrainians as really having a right to a separate independent state, let alone joining NATO. And so Russia has always, since the mid-1990s, attempted to reunite the three Eastern Slavs, Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine, into some kind of new Eastern Slavic union. On the case of the United States has been engaged in the region for a very long period of time. The United States was heavily involved in Ukraine's denuclearization in the 1990s, and that was one aspect in return for which Ukraine received strong security cooperation with the U.S. and through NATO, and also received a large amount of foreign aid. I don't think this is a bipartisan issue in the U.S. Both Democrats and Republicans have strongly supported Ukraine on this issue. But I think that what impact it will have on domestic U.S. politics is that it will improve the ratings of Senator McCain because of his stronger Ronald Reagan-esque comments on Russia.
Anti-Russia comments you're talking about.
Yes. But I think that the U.S. Position has been there for a very long time, and it's going to continue. And the U.S. is part of Dick Cheney's visits around Europe today, for example, to Italy, are to lobby what I would call the fence sitters in NATO, the ones who are neither in the pro-Ukrainian Georgian camp or not in the anti either, to bring them over now after the Georgian crisis towards the pro-NATO enlargement camp ahead of the December NATO meeting.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Kuzio.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.